Hi, everybody. I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Tuesday was election day in a number of southern states that could serve as bellwethers ahead of 2020. In Virginia, Democrats pulled off significant victories, flipping control of the state House and Senate. And Kentucky was another bright spot for Democrats, as Andy Beshear won a tight vote against opponent incumbent Republican Matt Bevin, who has not yet conceded in the race. And while the state typically leans right in presidential elections, Bevin's was not particularly well-liked in his state, holding an approval rating of just 34%, according to a Morning Consult poll from October. For more, I'm joined now by Daniel Durocher, political reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Bevin is not conceding. What is that all about?
Yeah, so last night when 100% of the precincts were in, Andy Beshear was winning by around 5,000 votes. And so it's not exactly unusual for someone to not concede when the race is that close. He'll have 7 days to request a re-canvass, which is where they just kind of go around and make sure that all the county clerks got their vote totals right. And then after that, that's when things would start to get more involved if he wanted to keep pushing it down the line. And that's where things would start to get more unusual if he wanted to keep pushing it down the line and continue to challenge the results.
Tell us a little bit about the issues that dominated the race and what looks like could have tipped the scales in favor of Beshear right now.
Really, I think the best way to put it is that this race was about Matt Bevin, right? He is a guy who was kind of historically unpopular, despite his conservative stances in Kentucky. And a lot of that comes from the way that he speaks, the way that, you know, his personality is. And some examples of that is when the teachers protested in Frankfurt, Bevin guaranteed that a child was sexually assaulted because teachers were protesting it in Frankfurt and children may have been left home alone. He went after judges. He went after members of his own party. You know, he would criticize the Republican Senate president for not understanding legislation. He would go after reporters. He would go after basically anyone who tried to question him. And, you know, Bevin painted this as him being the guy who will tell you the truth and fix Kentucky and set it on the right track. But it really rubbed a lot of Kentuckians the wrong way.
There was another interesting race that happened in the state of Kentucky. Daniel Cameron won the race to be Kentucky's next attorney general. He will be the state's first African-American attorney general and the first Republican to hold the office in about 70 years. Tell us about Cameron and what his appeal was to Kentucky voters.
So Daniel Cameron is this kind of protege of U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And so he got a ton of support from the Mitch McConnell machine in Kentucky. And that was really, you know, what kind of put him over the edge. He's a relatively young lawyer. He had clerked for a judge. He had been Senator McConnell's counsel. And the Democrat tried to kind of use that against him and say that he's not experienced enough to be attorney general. But that really didn't work. And I think that, you know, what that indication about Daniel Cameron is that, you know, Kentucky's still largely a red state. You know, Matt Bevin's race was the outlier in this campaign, but Daniel Cameron, along with the rest of the Republicans on the ticket, they all won their races.
Now, to that point, Daniel, of course, we have to talk about where or whether this election will indicate anything about where Kentucky might be headed in 2020.
I personally think that it's really hard to draw conclusions from this race just because Matt Bevin is such a, you know, he is his own thing. You know, when I was out on the campaign trail, I would talk to a lot of people and they would love President Trump, but they would hate Matt Bevin. And so, you know, President Trump did come in and, you know, some people felt like President Trump's association with Bevin helped Bevin. And so you're looking at this situation where, you know, yes, Trump could not help Bevin cross the finish line, but Bevin's association with Trump certainly helped him.
Daniel Durocher is a political reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.